Some had believed health care reform and attempts to either repeal or modify the Affordable Care Act was finished, at least for a while. That turned out to be a wholly inaccurate assertion because behind the scenes, work has ramped up on multiple sides. A group of more than 40 House members calling itself the Problem Solvers Caucus wants to focus on a few specifics, including improving marketplace options. Three Arizonans, Martha McSally, Kirsten Sinema, and Tom O'Halloran, are part of that caucus. And with me to talk about the latest developments is Julie Robner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Now, Julie, you tweeted recently, you wouldn't believe health care reform was dead unless you saw a stake in it. So you're clearly not surprised there are renewed efforts right now.
I'm not at all surprised. This is something that the Republicans promised to do for 7 years, as the president keeps reminding them, and they haven't been able to do it. It's pretty abundantly clear that unless something changes, they still can't do it. But there are lots of, you know, activities underway to try and make this come back to life. That's the thing about politics in Washington. Things are never really dead.
Now, here in Arizona today, a lot of attention has been given to three members of our delegation being involved in the caucus that is trying to have some sort of bipartisanship. We have Representatives McSally, Sinema, and O'Halloran all involved in that. There had been talk that Mitch McConnell might reach out to Democrats. Surprised there's any effort of bipartisanship on this?
I think there's been a desire for bipartisanship for a while. The problem is I think the Republicans had to go through the motions of trying to do it alone. Those motions have not yet borne fruit, thanks in large part to Senator John McCain. But, I think that the talks that have been sort of quietly happening all year are maybe coming a little bit more to the forefront. There's been some muttering about, doing things together with Republicans and Democrats for a while. I think there was a big frustration sort of among everybody that Democrats didn't really want to do this with just Democratic votes in 2009, but Mitch McConnell himself basically forbade members of his caucus to help the Democrats, and in the end, no one stepped forward to do that, so it became a partisan issue. This time, Democrats, I think, wanted to work with Republicans, but again, McConnell decided that this would be an all-Republican affair, and yet everybody seems to agree that that's not a very good prescription for a stable healthcare system, that every time the majority changes in Congress, you're going to have one party or the other ripping down what the last party just did. Everybody, I think, agrees that this ought to be bipartisan, that will make it more stable. I think they just don't know at this point how to get there.
And when you mentioned a moment ago that the GOP, mostly in the House, of course, has been pushing to repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, for so long, does it somehow feel like they're betraying their base if they work with the other side?
It does, and they're worried about their base, and they're worried about, in a lot of these districts, they're created in such a way that they're very safe for each party, but the concern is that you have someone then, oppose you in a primary there. So they're worried about, angering sort of the people who are at the far end of their bases, angering them enough to end up getting beaten by a member of their own party. And that happens on the Democratic side as well as on the Republican side. There's significant pressure right now to be pulled to sort of the outsides of the political spectrum. And, a thought that compromise, which has long been the currency of Capitol Hill, is basically now a dirty word.
And Julie, let's talk about the governors. And I want to know what you've heard as far as that goes. Because it's probably 2 weeks ago, that Nevada Senator Dean Heller was so joined at the hip, but something like that, with Governor Brian Sandoval, because he is such a popular politician in Nevada, and Heller was sort of waiting for a lead to see which way Sandoval wanted him to go. Here in Arizona, Senator McCain and Senator Flake have both talked to our Governor Ducey, and now governors are in D.C. talking about this. Is this a case where the White House is going to try to get governors to influence senators, and is that sort of a new tactic?
It's not really a new tactic. The governors were instrumental in doing welfare reform in the 1990s, the Republican governors. There's some thought that Republican governors might want to, help do the same thing now. I think part of the problem among Republican governors now is that you've got states that expanded Medicaid and states that didn't. And so they're kind of pitted against each other in terms of the Medicaid changes. Now, could those governors possibly come together to work on fixing the individual market, which is the part of the health system that's really at risk right now? I think that's a possibility. I think Republican and Democratic governors could, in theory, come together on some possible fixes for the individual market. That's the thing that's really out there that needs to be addressed right away. Insurers only have a couple more weeks to decide whether they're going to offer coverage in 2018 and how much they're going to charge for that. And with things so much up in the air, there are a lot of insurance companies that just don't want any part of this.
And Julie, finally, we know this changes fast, but what are you specifically watching over the next 24 hours?
over the next 24 hours watching to see if the president carries through on his frequent threats to stop these payments to insurance companies that he calls bailouts, but are really just reimbursements. Insurance companies have to provide discounts to lower income enrollees for their out-of-pocket costs, their deductibles and co-payments and other cost sharing. They have to provide those by contract. The federal government is supposed to pay them back. There's a very complicated lawsuit about whether Congress actually appropriated that money. But President Trump is threatening every month simply not to provide it to insurers, and that would be a huge hit to the individual market.
Julie Rovner is the chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News.